all our lives. And so we just did the lights of them that just went up. We're coming off stage now. And we're going to talk a little bit from who we really are before we go back into these roles that we're pretending like we are when we leave with all our problems and issues and beliefs, okay? So this is like a little intermission. Would you mind cutting the light off over there? And over there, just make it dark in here. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, bring up everybody's cold fear. So, no matter what it might look like, no matter how you might feel right now, you are perfect and divine. You are perfect and divine. Instead of going out, let's go in. Let's go in. There is nothing to fear. But you have every reason to feel anxious and apprehensive if you're just dependent on your own strength, aside from God's, aside from the power of love that's gone. And no matter how hard you might try to delay your happiness is going to find you. Your happiness is going to envelop you, and your happiness is going to protect you. You're going to be sealed in a bubble of prosperity on an ocean of abundance, in an ocean liner of love. Freedom is going to be all around you. Health will be your natural state. Safety will be all you will feel, and you will know that you are innocent. You deserve to have peace. You deserve to enjoy your life. You deserve to feel fulfilled. You deserve to be happy. Let yourself hear the good stuff. We let ourselves hear the fearful stuff, but it's time to let ourselves feel the loving stuff. The loving stuff, that's what you are made out of. You are the ingredients of loving stuff. You are the basic ingredient of love. There's a part of you that actually does know how to love, and it's doing it. So there's a part of you that's creating incredible experiences for you, and you don't even know it. Because it's the part of yourself that you've forgotten about that has pure love and pure intelligence and pure power. So even while you may be taking this detour into depression, if you are, there's another part of you that is continually extending love and peace and power and prosperity and abundance. There's a part of you that's loving everything and everyone. And that part of you that's loving everything and everyone that you may not be aware of is creating incredible experiences that are headed your way. You have some incredible experiences headed your way. And the purpose of this class is to remove the blocks to your being willing to receive your good. The purpose of this class is learning how to remove the blocks that keep you from accepting your good. The purpose of this gathering is to allow you to release the blocks that keep you from accepting your good. The purpose for being here tonight is to take a look at some of the ways you may be thinking that may be blocking your good. Because you are ready right now. You don't want to wait another second. You're not interested in happiness in the future. You want happiness now. You want happiness right now. Right now. Tonight. This moment. This instant. You want to feel your fulfillment right now. You want to know love right now. You want to know peace right now. No more future love. Future peace. Future joy. Future joy. We want it now. We're ready to accept our peace now. Our guidance now. Our fulfillment now. Our joy. Our safety. Our excitement, our adventure, we are ready to accept it now. We're ready to let go of what blocks us now. We're ready to let go of what blocks us now. We are ready to let go of what blocks us now. We are ready to let go of what blocks us now. We are ready to let go of what blocks us now. We are ready to let go of what blocks us now. I am ready to let go of what blocks me now. I am ready to let go of what blocks me now. I am ready to let go of what blocks me now. I am ready to let go of what blocks me now. Okay, we gradually bring the lights up. Hey, that's cool. Just a little bit more, not all the way up, but that's just a little bit, a little bit. Okay, cool. Okay. All I want to do is invite you to be on the lookout for your message, whatever that is. Okay, so everybody's really in charge of themselves. What I would like to ask you to do is take out of what you hear me say whatever you want to. Is that fair enough? Okay, whatever you want to. It's cool with me. All these thoughts are free. And this is, I want to go, it's a section called I Need Do Nothing. And I want to continue with that section. It's an incredible section. It's on page 389 in the text. 389. And whenever the Course says holy, it's talking about one of the definitions of holy is happy. All right? So when it says holy instant, another word for that is happy instant. And so the Course says basically that it's impossible for us to accept a happy instant without reservation unless we're willing to see no past or no future just for an instant. If you really want to accept happiness right now, you have to just for an instant stop thinking about the past and stop thinking about the future. If you want to experience happiness right now, just for an instant, you have to stop thinking about the past or thinking about the future. Because you cannot prepare for your happiness without placing your happiness in the future. So anything that you're preparing for is actually something you're placing in the future. Because in preparing for it, you're saying you can't have it now. So preparing for something places it in the future. So if you want to have happiness right now, just for an instant, you have to stop thinking about your past and thinking about what's going to happen in the future. If you want to have some peace right now, you have to. We have to stop thinking about the past and thinking about the future. Because every time you plan for something, you place it in the future. You place it in the not yet. Because the future means not yet. The Course in Miracles says future means not yet. I want it in the not yet. I hope I'm loved in the not yet. I used to be loved in the gone. And I really want to be loved in the not yet. See it? Do you catch what we're doing? Okay. Then it says your release is going to be given you the instant you desire it. So as soon as you desire to be released, you will be released. So either I don't desire to be released, but I just don't know it, obviously. If that's true, then I'm telling myself I want to be released, but it looks like I'm not released. So I really must not want to be released. I'm just telling myself I want to be released. Because if I really wanted to be released, I'd be released. Everybody clear about that? All right. So if you have something you feel like you haven't been released from, even though you swear you really want to be released, but you're not released, you don't really desire to be released from it. According to this. Then it said, many have spent a lifetime in preparation and have indeed achieved their instance of success. This course doesn't attempt to teach more than those people who spent a lifetime in preparation, what they learned in time, but the course does aim at saving time. So the Course in Miracles is saying there are people who spent a lifetime getting to the point that they were ready to let themselves be totally happy and peaceful and loving. But we don't have to take a lifetime to do that. The Course would like us to save some time and go ahead and let the happiness and release happen right now if that's all right with y'all. Is that okay? Is that a worthwhile goal? Okay. So you may be attempting to follow a very long road to the goal you have accepted. It's extremely difficult to reach atonement, which is happiness, which is love, which is peace, by fighting against sin. It's extremely difficult to reach your happiness by fighting against your guilt and your sin and your anger and your past. The Course says it's very difficult to get there if you're spending all your time fighting against your past. Enormous effort is expended in an attempt to make holy what's hated and despised. I think that's a really funny statement. You know, it's like I really don't like my life, but I'm spending all my time trying to make myself like it. You know, it's like being in a relationship where you really don't like the person, but you're spending all your time trying to make yourself like them. So the Course is saying enormous effort is expended in an attempt to make holy or innocent what really is hated and despised. Nor is a lifetime of contemplation and long periods of meditation aimed at detachment from the body necessary. In order to reach enlightenment, you don't have to contemplate a lifetime, you don't have to do long periods of meditation, and you don't have to try to detach yourself from the body in order to reach peace and love and truth in God. You don't have to meditate for a long time. You don't have to have long periods of contemplation. You don't have to spend your time trying to detach yourself from the body in order to wake up to who you really are. And we spend a lot of time trying to make ourselves love a body that we don't like. You know, run by the mirror when we get out the shower. Close our eyes as we dry off. Because bodies are really funny looking. Anybody don't think bodies are funny looking, haven't really got beyond the body a little bit. Once you start to get beyond the body looks like the funniest thing that you've ever seen. And you'll wonder so much why you try so hard to get one. You wonder why people make you work so hard to get into something so weird. But the Course in Miracles says the purpose of my body is to use it to communicate with you and try to use and to let my mind come through my body to reach your mind. So I'm trying to reach you through the body. I'm trying to reach your mind through my body. That the body's purpose is to join. The body's purpose is communication. The body's purpose is for me to use it to get some love across to you and some truth across to you and some peace to you. That's the reason why we have bodies, you all. Not just to go to the mall, but to extend love to each other. I know that's a deep thought, but it really is. So the Course is telling us that you don't have to meditate for a long time. You don't have to detach yourself from your body. You don't have to do a lifetime of contemplation. Now, all such attempts will ultimately succeed because that's their purpose. So we're not saying it's not okay to meditate. Meditation will work. Contemplation will work. Detaching yourself from the body will work, but they aren't necessary in order to reach enlightenment in who you really are. Who you really are is available to you all the time. Is this good news for anybody that's beside me? Yeah, I know, man. I know it might kind of trigger you if you're really addicted to any one of those practices. You know what I'm saying? You know, because it didn't say it didn't. Did it say it didn't work? No, it said it did work. It did also said a lifetime of study will work. But if you could do it in shorter than a lifetime, would you be interested?
Yes.
Okay, me too. So it says all such attempts will ultimately succeed because of their purpose. Yet the means are tedious and very time consuming, and all of them look to the future for release from a state of present unworthiness and inadequacy. All of these methods are saying, I'm going to be released in the future,
from a present sense of unhappiness and inadequacy that I'm having. I'm not happy right now, but I'm going to be released from my unhappiness in the future. I don't feel peace right now, but I'm going to feel peace in the future. I really don't feel abundant right now, but I'm really going to feel abundant in the future. I really don't feel good about myself right now, but I'm really going to feel good about myself in the future. So the Course says all of our spiritual disciplines are based on the idea that we're going to solve it in the future. Then it says, your way will be different, not in purpose, but in means. A holy relationship is a means of saving time. So what the Course calls a holy relationship is a relationship between me and you, that the purpose of our relationship is to save time, to speed up our joy, to speed up our peace. I'm with you so we can speed up the good stuff. Got that? So any relationship that you're in, they're saving you time by helping you get to the peace you are right now and the power you are right now. That's a holy relationship. If you're saving me time to get into what I need and what I want and what's important, then you are a holy relationship. So that's what holy means. I like that. Isn't that cool? I love the Course in Miracles definition. It says, what does that mean? One instant spent together with your brother restores the universe to both of you. If we could just spend one instant together without judging each other, the whole truth would be restored to all of us. If just 1 minute we would forget about being actors in the play and remember who we really are, we would have all the peace we could ever deserve and desire restored to us right now. He says, you are prepared. That's great. You are prepared. Now you need but to remember. Now you need to remember one thing. This is one of the most misperceived statements in Course in Miracles. The statement is, all you need to remember is, I need do nothing. What is it I need to remember? I need do nothing. It says, the Course says, it would be far more profitable now merely to concentrate on the fact that you need do nothing than to consider what you should do. Instead of trying to think about what you should do, it would be better for you right now to think you need do nothing. If right now you're trying to go, well, what should I do? It would work out better for you right now if you would say, I need do nothing. What should I do? What should I do? I need do nothing. What does that mean? What does that mean? I love this. This sentence is one of my favorites in the book. It says, when peace comes at last to those who wrestle with temptation and fight against the giving in to sin, when the light or the truth comes at last into the mind given to contemplation, or when the goal is finally achieved by anyone, it always comes with just one happy realization. I need do nothing. So when you finally reach enlightenment, what you're going to have the realization is, you need do nothing. Here is the ultimate release which everyone will one day find in their own way at their own time. So in your own way, in your own time, you're going to come to the realization that you need do nothing. And it would be much more profitable for me to focus on I need do nothing than to try to figure out what I should do. Wow. Wow. He says, here's the ultimate release which everyone will one day find in his own way at his own time. You do not need this time. You don't need this time. Time has been saved for you because you and me are together. Me and you being together is saving us time. You and me being together, it's saving us time. All of us being here together tonight is saving us time. So, this is a special means the Course is using to save you that time. So, what the Course is using to save us all that time that people spend in meditation and contemplation, what's saving us that time is we have each other. Wow. You're not making use of the Course if you insist on using means which have served others well, neglecting what was made for you. Save time for me by only this one preparation and practice doing nothing else. I need do nothing is a statement of allegiance, a truly undivided loyalty. If you were to believe that you need do nothing for just one instant, you would accomplish more than is given to a century of contemplation or of struggle against temptation. If you could really mean I need do nothing for just one instant, it would save you 100 years of struggle. Anybody about this brain about to explode? I know, I can feel it. I can feel those brains about to explode, man. I love that. That's what I like about the course. It makes you go, what? I have never heard anything like this before. It's that kind of thing. Well, okay, let's find out. This is going to get deeper. Okay, now it's going to explain why I need do nothing works. But you see, the Course in Miracles really doesn't make very much sense from a human perspective. From a human perspective, it sounds preposterous, right? But from the perspective of a child of God, from the perspective of an unlimited spiritual being, from the perspective of who we really are, this makes total sense. So if you're looking at yourself as a limited human being that's very vulnerable, then this sounds totally ridiculous. If you have any kind of a soul recognition that you may be more than just this body, and you feel a deeper spiritual connection, then this is kind of thrilling to hear, because what it's doing is it's talking to us as if we are children of God instead of human beings who think we are fragile and vulnerable and victims. The Course talks to us as if we actually have power but have forgotten who we really are. And that's what I love about it. It doesn't talk to me the way other books talk to me. It actually talks to me like I really am some kind of a something that's beyond just this body sitting here called Earl Burdick. That's what I love about it. So if we are creators, if we are creators, if we create through our thoughts and our feelings and our emotions, if we are creators, then the Course in Miracles is saying we need to get that to do anything involves the body. As soon as I say I got to do something, then the Course says that's going to involve the body. But if you recognize you need do nothing, then if you need do nothing, you have withdrawn the value of the body from your mind. And whenever you realize you can accomplish things without using your body, you are going through the quick and open door that will help you slip past centuries of effort and escape from all your problems. I'll say it again. To do anything involves the body. So if I was to really recognize that what's really creating what's happening to me is my mind, then I've taken away the value of the body, and I can go ahead and have right now everything that I thought I needed my body to get for me in order for me to be happy. If I can create it, I don't have to go out and make it. If I can magnetize it, I don't have to go out and do it. And the Course says that's the way any kind of sin or guilt or pain will lose all its attraction to you right now. If you were to realize that everything that's happening to you is coming from your own consciousness and your own creative ability and does not have anything to do with the body, then you're denying time, you're getting rid of past and the future, because if you don't have to do anything, you don't have any need for time. So to do nothing is to rest. When the Course says, I need do nothing, it's saying, I want to make a place within me where the activities of my body cease to demand my attention. I need do nothing means I'm going to find a place within me that I am not relevant to none of this. I'm going to find a place within me that I'm not relevant to any of this. I'm going to find a place within me where I'm not relevant to any of this, where there's nothing in this world that I'm going to allow to take my peace away, where there's nothing in this world that I'm allowed to bring me into conflict and fear. I'm going to find a place within me where I am just not going to allow myself to keep on being upset by the stuff that looks like it's going on in my life. I'm going to find a place within me where I am not letting the activities of my body always monopolize my attention, something I'm trying to get or do or create for my body. That's what I need. I need do nothing doesn't mean you won't get up and go to work in the morning. I need do nothing means you're going to find a place within you where going to work will not affect your peace. See the difference? I'm going to find a place within me where I'm not going to let anybody bug me, where I'm not going to let anybody take my peace away, where I'm not going to let anybody get me off center. I'm going to find a place within me where I'm not going to let anything in this world frighten me. That's what I need do nothing means. I'm going to find a place within me that's like a psychic territory of power. You can just get so far, and then after that, I'm sorry, I'm just not letting you affect me anymore. I'm just not letting this bother me anymore. I'm not letting this control me anymore. I'm not letting this frighten me anymore. I'm going to make a place within me where all this stuff that I think I want and that I wish would change, and all these dreams and stuff that I'm working for, all this hustling that I'm doing, all this figuring out that I'm doing, all this worrying that I'm doing, all the stuff that I'm doing out here, I'm going to find a place within me where I am not going to be the least be concerned about any of it. I need do nothing means that I'm going to find a place within me where you won't affect me, it won't affect me, they won't affect me, won't nothing take my peace away. I'm not going to be controlled, manipulated. There's nothing about me that's going to be affected. I'm going to find a place within me that nobody can upset me.
Amen.
That is I need do nothing. You know what I mean? Okay. I'm going to have just a little musical moment. And I'm going to do a little bit of a review, and then we're going to go through the rest of this as much as we can. All right, because we need to kind of let that simmer for a minute, don't we? Okay, turn the lights down just for a minute again. Hold just a second. Let me check something. Let me check. Hold up on the light just a second. Dial one up for me. Okay, no, it's okay. I got it. I'm okay now. Dial up just a little bit. Come on, dial the light up just a little bit. Turn the light up just a little bit. Yeah, a little bit more. Okay, all right, turn it down. Okay, here we go.
Mark?
No, that is not good. Turn it up just a little bit. Turn the light up just a little bit. Okay. Turn it down. All right, here we go. Yeah. And I'm going to do a little quick review. You need do nothing. You can save 100 years of time. You don't have to contemplate or meditate. All such things will work because that's their purpose. But it can be very tedious and time consuming. You want to save time. And the way you save time is to recognize that we are together. And since we have each other, we can save each other time by reminding each other that we are powerful. Remind each other that you are strong. Remind each other that you are powerful. Remind each other that you are free. Remind each other that you're not victims. You need do nothing. Find a place within you where the activity activities of the body cease to demand your attention. Find a place within you where you're not worried about the stuff in the world. Find one place within you where you're not worried about what's going to happen in the world. Get a one place within you where you refuse to let anything affect you. You want to ask for and create a place within yourself that you are not going to allow anything in this world to affect you. Because to do anything involves the body. So if you recognize you need to do nothing, you've taken away that need to do with the body away, and you will save time because your mind is the creator. Your mind creates. Your mind creates. Your mind creates. Everything that's happening to you is being caused by the thoughts in your mind. Everything that's happening to you is being caused by the thoughts in your mind. Everything that's happening to you is being caused by the thoughts in your mind. Everything that's happening to you is not being caused by your body. Everything that's happening to you is not being caused by your body. The things that are happening to you are not being caused by your body. The things that are happening to you are being caused by your mind. It's time to call on your sane mind. It's time to call on your loving mind. Yeah, you have one. It's time to call on your abundant mind. It's time to call on your loving mind, your sane mind, your beautiful mind, your spiritual mind, your free mind, your sensual mind, your alive mind, your exploring mind, your innocent mind, your joyous mind, your happy mind, your healthy mind, your innocent mind. It's time to call on your real mind. Find a place within you by calling on your real mind. You have a real mind. You have a loving mind. That mind is creating whether you know it or not. You have a loving mind. And that mind is creating whether you know it or not. Your mind is creating whether you know it or not. Your mind is creating whether you know it or not. Your mind is creating whether you know it or not. Your mind. Okay, a little light, please. I'm telling you. Boy, that felt good. Yeah. Didn't that feel good? Mm-hmm. All right. Any questions or comments about what we've said so far? Can anybody say back to me in their own words what they think they heard? You're not going to be graded. But it's just to help you bring it back out of you, because when you bring it back out of you, you know you remember it.
I need not do anything.
Okay, great. Now, what does I need do nothing mean?
Create a space within me that allows me to be insulated from the world.
From the world. Okay, so I need do nothing doesn't mean that you don't go to work tomorrow. Okay, everybody's clear about I need do nothing. That's a lot of people really messed up with this I need do nothing chapter, you know, because they literally took that to mean what I need do nothing. And what they're saying is instead of worrying about what I'm going to do, I should be trying to find a place within me that doesn't worry. See the difference? I need to be spending this time trying to find the place within me that knows and the part of me that has peace, rather than spending all my time trying to figure out what I should do. What I should be doing is spending my time letting go of the thoughts that's making me afraid. Yeah,
for me, Earl, it's that, but it's also to have that place in me that's always happy and always peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
That no matter what's going on, I can go to that.
You can go there.
Yeah, I can go there. That is there already.
Yes.
To recognize.
Yes. Yeah.
So, I love these lessons. God is the loving which I forgive. God is the strength in which I trust. I'm sustained by the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think of when you say do nothing and go to that place within. It's that place that these lessons talks about. And then that's what I think of that.
That's wonderful.
The other thing that I think is so you go to work and you do have to do things at work. And say you get in a potentially conflicting situation with the boss, would I need do nothing now apply there, that perhaps rather than react and try to be right with your boss, you do nothing and go to that place with them?
I'm going to go to that place with them where the activities of my boss cease to demand my attention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. It's an internal thing. Yes.
What it sort of sums up to me is this idea of being present without judgment.
That's definitely finding a place within you where the activities of the body are not demanding your attention, because that's what all judgment is really around. It's always around something the body has said or something the body has done anyway. Yeah, so if I'm in a place of non-judgment, I'm doing nothing. That's awesome. Anybody else? What did you hear? Anybody else? No man sharing what they heard?
Excuse me. To let yourself live in the spirit when you need to. To let yourself live in the spirit when you need to.
Yeah. And you know what I found out? That I need to live in the spirit all the time.
All the time.
Every second. I will not take a spiritual vacation.
Nope.
You know, it don't work. Okay, this is cool. Anybody else? Yeah, Luke.
I need you, nothing to me has to do with effort resistance. That the harder I push, the less I accomplish.
Uh-huh.
Lessons of effort resistance. I need you, nothing.
It's such a trip to think that, you know, I want to slip past effort, centuries of effort. I want to really go, I really want to have it easy. And the change, well, the way you have it easy is to recognize that everything you're looking for is really in your mind. And it doesn't have anything to do with your body, because everything you think you're doing with your body, you're doing it with your body so that you think is what you're doing with your body is going to somehow accomplish something that's going to give you some peace. Everything that we're trying to do with our bodies, we're trying to do it because we think it's going to bring us some kind of peace or happiness, right? So the Course is saying, why don't you just go straight to the happiness? Instead of thinking you got to do all this stuff that you, most of it you really don't want to do no way, just to get to it, you really could get to that state. Because what you're talking about anyway is a state of mind. Because once you accomplish that physical goal you're trying to accomplish, then you go into a state of mind of satisfaction. That's all it is. You go, oh, I did that. Huh. Then I feel satisfied. And the coach said, well, why don't you just go, huh, right now? Why don't you just go straight to, huh, without having to deal, you know what I'm saying, without having to go through all this stuff that you're making up that you got to do before you can have the, huh. That's so sane to me. It's so sane to me. Isn't that great? I mean, we don't think about that. I mean, why? I mean, you tell me why you want anything you want, and I bet you the end result of everything anybody in this room say they want is that they think when they get it, it's going to give them some form of happiness or satisfaction. And so the Course is saying, so everything you're making up is something you got to do. And that's why it says to do. I need do nothing. All you have to do is be it. Being is more powerful than doing. Whew. Being will give you an instant reflection. Doing just creates more and more stuff to do. Isn't that deep? That's wild. Yeah.
Don't you think, though, that the way that we live, that the society shows us or tells us or teaches us, that anything worth having is worth working for?
And that's exactly.
The guilt of having it.
Mm-hmm. That's what's taking the centuries of effort. Is that you exactly? And you know what the key word is? We need to understand that we learned to look at it that way. We learned to look. There's a lot of people that's got an easy life that don't get up and don't do nothing but what they want to do all day, and they never worked a day in their lives. So if one person can have a day where they do what they want to do all day and not having to effort and work for it, then that means all of us can have days like that, because there is nothing that's true that applies to one of us that doesn't apply to all of us.
And work's just a word.
Another man's work is another person's play. I love what I do. I teach the Course in Miracles. I share the Course in Miracles full time. That's all I do. But I love it. I love it. So is that work? Am I working? No, I'm just being. I'm just, you're looking at a person as just being. It's amazing. I'm telling you, being accomplishes more than doing. You were not created to do. You were created to create. That's deep. So we're supposed to be using our bodies to help us remember that we are creators.
What are we supposed to create?
Love.
Thank you.
Actually, what you know what's great? Create, the Course says create means to extend. So I love that. So instead of saying I'm here to create, if I said I am here to extend love, all of a sudden, that makes a lot more sense to me. To extend my joy, to extend my happiness. And how do I extend happiness? Well, you extend it by accepting it for yourself. Because the once you've accepted your own joy, you've increased joy. So you really bless the world by blessing yourself. And every time you allow yourself to be blessed, that is the blessing for everybody around you, if not for no other reason that there's one less maniac loose. Yeah. You know, if I'm happy, I'm not going to be heading out behind the building getting ready to mug somebody if I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? If I'm happy, I'm not going to be judging, criticizing, condemning, putting everybody down, minding everybody else's business, trying to limit the people around me. If I'm really at peace and joy, I'm so busy experiencing the fulfillment of my experience and allowing myself to take as much of that good stuff in, I haven't got time to hold no grievance against you about what you did to me. I'm too busy getting off. You know what I'm saying? The best way to let go of the past is to be so happy in the present you can't even think about it. That's the best way to let go of your past, is to let yourself experience so much joy right now that you don't even have time to let the nigga about what happened when you was a kid with your parents, because your now moment is just too full. And that's saving time. That's I need do nothing means I'm going to find a place within me where the activities of the body cease to demand attention. And that's what it says right here. I'm going to finish this. It says, into this place where the activity of the body ceases to demand attention, the Holy Spirit comes and there abides. And the Holy Spirit is just nothing but your loving, sane mind, according to the Course. The part of you that really is cool, that really know the truth, that really is loving. There is a part of you that's like that Penelope. There is a part of you that's really healed and okay, everything's cool about it. Is that everybody really inside with that idea, even if we don't see that part of us? Is that a cool thought? Okay. Then it says, well, if you'll find a place within you where you're not focused on the activities of the body, that's when your loving God self comes in, and then your God self remains when you forget and the body's activities return to occupy your conscious mind. Yet there will always be this place of rest to which you can return, and you will be more aware of this quiet center of the storm than all its raging activity. See, right now we are aware of what? The raging activity of our storm. That's what we are aware of. The Course says, what you are aware of right now is the raging activity of your storm, but you're going to get to the point that you're actually more aware of your peace then you are aware of the raging activity of the storm. Just like right now, we're more aware of what we think upsets us or makes us mad or whatever. He says, there'll be a day that you actually be more aware of what doesn't. That you will be as much, your mind will be just as much focused on the peace and the joy and the happiness that you can have as right now it's focused on how it wish everything would change so I could be happy. Wouldn't that be amazing to see that kind of energy that's being invested in our worries and our cares and our desires? And to have all that energy focused on the part of us that absolutely does not have any worries, any cares, or any upsets, or any that it'd be actually so normal for you to be focused on the part of your mind that's not affected by anything in the world that would upset you. One day you're going to be that centered. Wow. Then he says, this quiet center in which you do nothing will remain with you, giving you rest in the middle of every busy doing on which you are sent. For from this center where you are not focusing on anything in the world and letting it really bother you, from this center will you be directed how to use your body sinlessly. Okay, so the part of you that loves you is going to teach you how to use your body without hurting yourself. The part of us that loves us is going to teach us how to use our bodies sinlessly. Wouldn't it be cool to be able to use your body without hurting yourself in it? Wouldn't it be cool to be using your body without going through the pain that we give ourselves to the things we do in the body? Wouldn't it be great to be experiencing our body without guilt? Is there any? Well, think about that for a second. Wouldn't it be great to just totally enjoy your body without feeling any guilt about it? Wouldn't it be great to enjoy your body without any guilt about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like it would be good. I feel like it would be great to be experiencing my physical life without guilt. I think that would be a grand thing. So the Course says, from this center, you will be directed how to use your body sinlessly. It is this center from which your body is absent that will keep it absent in your awareness of it. So there's a part of us that is not going to be touched by anything that's going on in the world, and we want to try to get in touch with that part of us that's not going to be affected by the stuff that's going on in the outer. We want to get in touch with that part of us that's not affected by the worries and the fears and the upsets of the world. We're ready to get in touch with the part of us that is totally confident and totally strong and totally innocent and totally alive and totally invincible and totally courageous. We are willing to get in touch with the thought, I need do nothing, 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 I need do nothing. What does that mean? What does that mean? I need to find a place within myself where the activity of the body ceases to demand my attention. I want to find that place within myself where the activities of the body cease to demand my attention. I want to find that place within myself where the worries of the body cease to demand my attention. I want to find that place within myself where the fears around the body cease to demand my attention. I want to find that place within myself where the worries about the body cease to demand my attention. I want to get in touch with that part of me that is not going to be affected by anything that's trying to demand my attention from the outer world to take my peace away. I'm ready to find that place within myself that's totally unaffected by the activities of the world. I want to find that place within myself that's totally, totally unaffected by the fears and activities of the world. I need do nothing. If you were to focus just one instant on I need do nothing, it would accomplish more than 100 years of meditation and contemplation. I need do nothing is a statement of loyalty. It's a statement of undivided allegiance to your happiness and to God and to the truth. I need do nothing. I'm going to find a place within me where the activities of my ego cease to demand my attention. I'm going to find a place within me where the activities of my ego cease to demand my attention. I'm going to find a place within me where the activities of the part of me that always tries to keep me upset ceases to demand my attention. I'm going to find a place within me where I'm not going to pay attention to the part of me that tries to keep me upset all the time. I'm going to find a place within me that is totally unaffected by the part of me that's always trying to keep me upset all the time. I'm going to find a place within me that's totally unaffected by the part of me that's always trying to upset me all the time. I need do nothing. I need do nothing. I need do nothing. So let's just take a breath for a minute. I'd like you to silently tell yourself, I'm willing to give myself a break now. I'm willing to give myself a break now. I'm willing to find a place within me where the activities of my ego cease to demand my attention. I'm ready to find a place within me where the activities of my fears and my worries cease to demand my attention. I'm going to find that little center within me where the activities of my fear and my guilt will cease to demand my attention. Cease to demand my attention. Guilt, cease to demand my attention. Fear, cease to demand my attention. Anger, cease to demand my attention. Thank you. God bless you. All of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you, Earl.
God bless you, too. That's when you know you're having the right kind of dream. You know what I'm saying? This is the right class. I think I'm teaching the right people here.
And we are honored to be in your presence.
And I am totally honored to be in your presence. 100% honored to be in every one of your presence. I mean that. Yeah. Absolutely. You're saving me time. Some serious time. I know 2,000 or 3,000 years were saved in this last hour. If just an instant produces 100 years and we spend 60 minutes, hey y'all, add that up. That was a whole lot of, but since we shorten it, we don't even realize it. We don't know how much we won't have to go through because of what we just did. You see what I mean? It's a trip. So anyway, I'm gonna do the love offering. Thank you for sharing with me and with Unity Temple. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you, Father, Mother, God.
Okay.
You can make it out to Unity Temple or me. Unity Temple is cool. Because anything you give to Unity Temple, of course, is tax deductible. Guess what? 1 o'clock on Sunday, we have a healing. What's in dark? And this song is a very powerful, spiritual, beautiful song. And it's a description of us. And the words just repeat over and over. So if you should happen to feel like chanting these words together, it would be very powerful. And that would create such a powerful, wonderful energy in the room. Thank you so much for being in my life. All of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is really cool. Check it out. In the land of I am more than I have been, I am more than I will be, all that I am. All than I have been, I am more than I will be, I am all that I am. In the land of I am all that I have been, I am all that I will be, I am all that I am. So remind yourself that you need do nothing, that you have a powerful creative mind, and that you were created by an infinitely powerful love, an infinitely powerful creator, and you need do nothing, man. In the land of I am all that I have been, I am more than I will be, I am all that I am. In the land of I am more than I have been, I am more than I will be, I am all that I am. In the land of I am all that I have been, I am all that I will be, I am all that I am. In the land of I am all that I have been, I am more than I will be, I am all that I am. So tonight you save yourself years and years of struggle. You may not realize it. You may not even feel like it. You may be a little disoriented. That's good. That means you have begun to let go of your old way of seeing things, even though you may not have completely embraced the new way. In the land of I am more than I have been. I am more than I will be. I am all that I am. In the land of I am more than I have been. I am more than I will be. I am all that I am. In the land of I am more than I have been, I am more than I will be, I am all that I am.
That is so powerful.
Isn't that great? I appreciate y'all. Let's acknowledge us for being so true.
Absolutely. Absolutely true.
Folks are available. CDs are the nice class are available. You can just order one over here if you want to. And it's, I think it's some cool people to hug in here. I think so.